good news. I think it's terrific news. First of all, think about the issues involved. And let's be blunt about it. Do you want Marjorie Taylor Greene walking around Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee, going into restaurants and having to sit next to her? No, you don't. I mean, not really, you don't. Or Lauren Boebert or Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz or Paul Gosar or Mo Brooks or Tucker Carlson. My God, Tucker Carlson need a phalanx of guards, need a phalanx of guards. However, this is a major convention. In 2020, we landed the Democratic National Convention. This is a testimony of the importance of Wisconsin as a swing state in a presidential election. And these national conventions attract a lot of money, a lot of employment. The estimates are over $200 million. And this is not confined just to Milwaukee. They are going to be taking hotel rooms, all of them. They're going to suck up hotel rooms down in Racine, Kenosha, into O'Hare Airport, those hotels. They're going to have shuttles. You can come up from Racine or Kenosha, you know, reasonably. And even O'Hare, it ain't great. It's far away, but there are hotel rooms down there. As far west as Madison, there'll be people in Madison rooms. And obviously all through Waukesha County and Walworth County. There will be people up to Sheboygan in hotel rooms. That means not only all of Milwaukee, all of Ozaukee County, Washington County, Sheboygan County, or a big part of Sheboygan County. This is terrific. Businesses in southeastern Wisconsin are ecstatic about this. You know, how do you think they pay the people that clean the hotel rooms and change the beds? I mean, how do you think they pay not just the wait staff in restaurants, but the people in the kitchen you never see cooking the food and washing the dishes? How do you think they pay for food, for supplies, taxes? They have to have customers. They have to have customers. Now, Cavalier Johnson, our mayor, and I got to tell you, I'm impressed with him. Didn't know him well before the election, but I'm impressed. He's a very steady guy, smart guy, very steady guy, not full of himself, not full of ego. And he pressed this all along. And people go, oh, well, it's the Republican. Yeah, so what? So what? We want these conventions. Other groups look at this. Other groups look at this. If Milwaukee had turned down the Republican National Convention out of some fit of pique, there are a lot of other national conventions that would never come here that are even slightly smaller than the Republican National Committee Convention. I remember the day Milwaukee has undergone a great building boom. It goes back to John Norquist, the mayor back in the 90s, a very, very good mayor. He's an urbanist. And then after that with Tom Barrett and now Cavalier Johnson. But at one time back then, 20 years ago, you know the conventions we used to get? The convention of prison chaplains. I mean, come on. I have nothing against prison chaplains. God bless them. But prison chaplains, you know, how much do you think they spend in a bar, for God's sake? How much, I mean, do they eat gluttonously? No, they don't. They don't, because they're men of God and women of God. So God bless them. I hope they do come, but I don't want only them. I want big conventions. I want big spenders, a lot of big spenders coming to Milwaukee. You know, we have the Pottawatomie Casino. You know, we have the Brewers in the summer season. We have the Brewers. And then, of course, the Bucks throughout the year. A lot going on in Milwaukee. Great town. We have a great repertory theater, a great opera company, the Florentine, and what used to be called comic opera, light opera, the Skylight Opera Theater, great ballet, great everything. Great symphony, nationally known symphony. There's a lot to do in Milwaukee, and this puts us on the map. The other thing is, for the entire convention, it lasts about a week. It'll go basically Monday through Friday, but people come in the previous Friday or Saturday, start spending money, and then they stick around usually for the following weekend. We are on the international news every night. Every night. The city of Milwaukee, shots of the downtown, the history of Milwaukee. You know, while they're waiting for somebody to come on the stage or they're waiting for some story to develop. Interviewing locals, you're walking down the street, a guy will stick, and you know, I'm from Estonia. What's Milwaukee like? Oh, it's a great place. You cannot underestimate the power of that. It puts Milwaukee on the map. It puts Wisconsin on the map. When the Bucks won the NBA title a year ago, that put us on the map. It really did. When the Brewers make a run, when they make a run for the World Series and get close, that puts us on the map. When the Packers make a deep run in the playoffs or fortunately win the Super Bowl sometime, that puts us on the map. You need marketing. You need to be able to pay wages and for supplies, and that requires customers. It requires customers. This is very good. Now, apparently what happened was there was some ideological hangup. There were a couple of alders who go, well, you know, it's the Republicans, and I don't want to see Marjorie Taylor Greene and, you know, Lauren Boebert and Gosar and Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. Well, you don't have to. First of all, in a lot of these conventions, they take a whole restaurant. You take any of the restaurants downtown. Not only will they be full, good luck getting a reservation in Milwaukee in a hotel or a restaurant during that time period. Frequently, they'll take the whole restaurant. Some guy will come in, he'll go, I want to have the whole restaurant for the night. Okay, great. And bring it on. Look, there are something like 3,000 delegates, and most of them have spouses or partners. There's going to be, you know, over 10,000 media. There are candidates and their staff. I mean, there will be tens of thousands of people needing a place to stay and having to eat three meals a day. And so when people objected to this, somebody put in what's called a poison pill. Poison pill has a different context in securities and takeover litigation. I don't want to get too professorial here, but if you hear the word poison pill in that context, it means the target company that doesn't want to be overtaken passes something that makes it prohibitively expensive for the acquirer to get them, like selling stock at a discount to other people and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. What they're talking about here is a poison pill. There was a motion in the Milwaukee Common Council to demand that the Republican National Committee pay Milwaukee $6 million in cash so that they, and then they could have the convention. Well, that's a non-starter. You know, we're competing with Nashville. Now, Nashville also has a national reputation. The thing we have going for us is a couple of things. I think we have better, I mean, I like Catfish, don't get me wrong, but I think we have better restaurants in Milwaukee than Nashville. Because outside of Catfish and a few other things, we have better restaurants, number one. Number two, our Senate race is a lot more important than their Senate race. Whoever they have up for election down there is a thoroughly red state. Remember, they call it a border state, but Memphis is a cab ride into Mississippi, and basically it's a red state. Up here, Ron Johnson is up for re-election. Tony Evers is up for re-election. The Republicans want to goose a little hype out of this. They want everybody in Wisconsin to know that they like us and they're coming here and spending money. Now, I get that. We're not naive. So what? I think people can parse that, but we need conventions. We need some economic activity. We have it. We have a ton of it. I mean, and especially in the Milwaukee area and the Madison area and in the Fox Valley, seeing Kenosha, and in Western Wisconsin and in Northern Wisconsin. Great, great tourism, a lot of other things. But the point of the matter is that we got to put Milwaukee on the map. We got to put Wisconsin on the map. And for those of you out there who are not from Milwaukee, remember something. The biggest city in any state always gets good-natured pot shots from everybody else. People upstate New York, New York City, blah, blah, blah. Downstate Illinois, Chicago, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Same with Milwaukee, but we're all in this together. This is a very, very good thing, and I'm absolutely delighted to see it. Delighted to see it. So now they still have to vote on it, the Republican National Committee. We simply approved the agreement that they wanted us to approve. It has to do with, we have to provide security, obviously, and there are lawful demonstrations, obviously, but you don't just have hooligans swarming through the Fiserv Center. You know, I mean, they have to have an orderly convention, and it's going to be interesting, very, very interesting. So if you are interested, come to Milwaukee and you can gawk and observe. If you're a Republican or you're undecided, fine, come on back. I'm not touting it for that reason. I'm touting it because it's a great economic boost for Wisconsin, and it's a great PR boost for Wisconsin. And that is simply, that is not even debatable. One thing that I do want to point out, we had a segment yesterday about a police officer in Wauwatosa named Joseph Mensah, who shot three people while on duty in Wauwatosa. And the last one was a fellow who was asleep in his car. Mensah came up, the guy was startled, Mensah shot him and killed him. The prosecutors determined not to prosecute Mensah. They eased him out of the department. The three killings are enough, but they paid him a fair amount of money. They paid him six figures to leave. And then he went to Waukesha, where I think he's on the sheriff's department. And this is a guy that I don't want around any city I'm in. However, because he was not prosecuted, the family went to a judge, Milwaukee judge. It was assigned to Glenn Yamahiro, guy I know well, a very good judge. And he looked at it and he said, I think there's probable cause to believe that Joseph Mensah committed a crime here, and I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor to review it. So he appointed Scott Hansen, a very well-known, reputable lawyer in Milwaukee, and the DA from La Crosse County. And the two of them have spent some time looking at all the evidence, talking to people. Well, they issued a decision yesterday, and this is their decision that the judge asked for, saying on balance, they did not think they could prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Mensah had committed a felony by killing this individual. We all acknowledge that Judge Yamahiro, an experienced judge, found there was probable cause to believe he had done that. But what they're saying is it can't be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and therefore we're not going to prosecute him. Well, you can. There's a lot of disagreement with that, and a lot of people saying, well, wait a minute, Yamahiro found there's probable cause. Probable cause is a lower standard. It's just that it's more likely than not. And beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest standard, the criminal standard. And you have to respect the integrity and the judgment of these two lawyers. That said, some prosecutors simply use that as an excuse not to do it. These guys were not that way. They were legit. But I think that, for instance, Mueller and the Mueller report did that to let Trump off the hook. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.